Tom, we need more HP toner.
I'll get right on it, Maria. Now, I could go to the big box office supply company where I'm just a number, but I love dealing with Ferritech, the company that supplies our HP toner, printers, and service. They know how to treat their customers. They're an authorized HP vendor. They locally manufacture their own toner cartridges, and it's recycled.
Tom!
Uh-oh, what now?
Ferritech, a customer-obsessed HP retailer. Visit Ferritech.com.
Choices to you. We offer a large variety of restaurants to choose from. Hot food delivered to your home or office. Whether you like Italian, Mexican, Thai, wings, or burgers, at Choices to You, we have you covered for lunch or dinner. Choices to You. Visit us online at choicestoyou.com or call 678-691-4541 in North Fulton or 678-765-8989 in Gwinnett. Eat out without going out.
Broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio at North Point Executive Suites, it's time for North Fulton Business Radio. North Fulton Business Radio is presented by Ferritech. Ferritech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to North Fulton Business Radio from the Roswell Infinity Studio. I am Mike Salmon alongside John Ray. Hello, John.
Hello, Mike, and welcome back.
I'm glad to be back, sort of.
Sort of. You're kind of stumbling back into reality,
well,
right?
You know, when you're down in Florida and it's a nice, warm, hot beach and, you know, the weather's beautiful and you come back here and it's freezing cold and smoky.
You were ready to turn around and go right back, weren't you?
I was. But we had business to take care of, and I missed you.
Well, I missed you too. So. I'm just glad you're like on time, you know? in case our old pal Steven's listening, we just have to throw one more little jab at him for last week's fun.
Yep, there you go. Well,
we have fun around
Steven
here.
Steven will never be late ever again because he knows he'll never hear the end of it.
That's exactly right. We're gonna lay it on him. But no, we had a good time last week, and we're glad to have you back, though.
Glad to be back, John. And we have three wonderful guests in the studio. Brad Wolf with Jumpvine is with us. Also, Amy Rafeca with Rafeca Law, and Kyle Valencia with Valencia Productions. Before we get to Brad, who'll be our first guest, let's take care of a little business and. Is that Ferritech?
So part of the fun we had last week is we had Jordan and Mark from Ferritech with us. So we had a great time with them, and they told us about Ferritech. And Ferritech is an authorized HP and Xerox dealer that also sells and services all leading brands of toner, printers, copiers, and computer hardware. Ferritech has certified service technicians that provide on-site service and a delivery team that offers free local delivery and pickup 5 days a week. For more info, visit Ferritech.com. That's Ferritech.com. Ferritech, great people and remarkable service.
All right, John, let's snap right to it. Our first guest here on North Fulton Business Radio comes to us from Jumpvine. It's Brad Wolf. Good morning, Brad.
Hey, good morning, Mike.
Glad to have you here. I'm going to ask you a real tough question to get you started here. So take some time to think about this. You ready?
Yes, I am.
What is Jumpvine? What do you guys do?
You know what? Jumpvine's anything that you want it to be. All kidding aside, what we do is we provide a much needed solution for small business hiring. Small businesses really struggle in hiring the right people and suffer a lot of turnover and the cost of turnover. And our solutions provide what is needed to overcome that so that they only spend their time interviewing people that have the ability to do the job, have guidance on how to interview, and end up hiring people that are a fit and work out for their organizations.
All right. Well, Brad, why can't companies do it themselves? Why do they need to use Jumpvine? What are some of the challenges that they're facing that you can address?
Well, first of all, companies can hire on their own and frequently do hire on their own. And the thing is, most business owners and executives in small businesses that I talk to will say that they really struggle. It's something that's very difficult to do. The problem is they don't want to pay $10,000 to $20,000 recruiting fees for each hire. So essentially, they're stuck between a rock and a hard spot. Do something on their own that is not their core competency, that's very difficult to do, even for the best companies with the best talent acquisition departments. Either do that on their own or hire an outside recruiting firm who only does a few things anyway pay a large fee and often have those people not work out anyway.
So Brad, talk about, let's break this down. Okay, so we've got sourcing, screening, selection of candidates, and then you hire and onboard, right? So there's a whole big process to this. I mean, when we say hiring, that seems cut and dried, but there's a real process to this. So let's break it down maybe for our listeners in terms of what you do. So let's start with sourcing. So how do you help with sourcing candidates?
John, that's a great question, because everything starts with sourcing. Sourcing is the process of actually attracting and bringing in candidates who have the potential to do the job and are interested. That is step one, that if you're not able to find good candidates to begin with, all the other steps, they really don't add up to anything anyway, do they? So on the sourcing step, there's a few things that we do that give the business owners a real advantage and even potentially give them an advantage over the large companies. Number one, instead of getting a job description from our clients, which is what normally happens, we actually talk to our clients to understand the job, and we write what we call a competitive advantage job description. This job description, John, is actually a marketing piece that is designed to specifically speak to the audience that they're trying to attract. So for example, if you're looking to attract a controller for your organization, wouldn't you say that how that person responds and wants to read is different than what a millennial marketing rep would want? So we're writing a job description that speaks directly to the audience that's desired and gives them a huge advantage to start with. Now, the second step in sourcing is to advertise these jobs on the best job boards. There's many, many, many job boards. We actually utilize some of the top paid expensive job boards, and including the, and in addition, we use the free ones. But we're able to take advantage of the cost savings of buying a large block of ads. And we're able to get exposure on typically 30 to 50 different job sites so that the ad is really recognized and seen by the largest number of people.
So it sounds like before we get to the screening process, once you get all those candidates, it sounds like for a business owner that's in a vertical where there's a particular demand for the type position they're trying to fill, you've really got a great way to go after that particular person.
See, that is an important thing. Another thing that we do that I wanted to add is we search engine optimize the advertisement. If you look at job ads, what you're going to find for any kind of job that's in demand, there's typically, in a job market like this, hundreds and hundreds of jobs competing for the job that the company wants to hire. What's the difference in being on page 72 with your ad versus being on the first few pages? So instead of the owner or executive of a small business advertising themselves and ending up wherever they do, which is often way down the list, we're going to search engine optimize this marketing piece, not an ad, but a marketing piece, so that it's going to actually get the exposure and attract the people that they want to attract.
Great. So Brad, talk about now screening and selection of candidates. How do you help in that regard?
So that's an area that any recruiting firm is going to do. We're going to take the resumes that come in from the ads, and we're going to get a lot more of the good people because of the other efforts in sourcing that we do. And we're actually going to go through and screen and identify the people that seem to have potential. Now, I talk to business owners all the time that roll their eyes and sigh when they tell me about the hundreds of emails they get from an ad that they wrote and advertised, most of which were not a fit, and all the phone calls they start getting from people that say, hey, I saw your ad. Would you talk to me? So that has been a painful step that we take over for them. So now we've identified the potential people, and then we actually reach out and ask questions of these people to make sure that they really are a potential fit based on dollar range, location, reasons for leaving, skills that are required, so that we've whittled it down at that point to the small number of potential people that the company would actually consider.
I'm hearing, you know, all the screening and things that you do. Is this a drawn-out process? Can it be a short process? Do you work with the client on that? If the client says, I need somebody next week, I mean, are you able to do that? Or, hey, we need a little bit more time. How does that typically work?
You know, that depends on the nature of the job itself. Some jobs, by their nature, are extremely difficult to fill. There's a major shortage of qualified people. That's going to take longer no matter what they do. And a job that has more potential people is going to be quicker. What our clients have found is our process, because it's very directly focused, the process is very efficient, we're usually able to fill the same job in half the time that they typically took when they used outside recruiters, and often a third of the time from when they tried to do it themselves.
If I'm a company and I need just one employee, or I'm a company and I need like 25 employees, can you work with either of those types of companies?
It depends on the situation. It depends on the job. Typically, our focus is really small to mid-sized businesses.
Okay.
So
you have your sweet spot.
We have our sweet spot. If it's a very large volume effort that needs to be done quickly, I'm not sure that any one recruiting firm alone would be the most effective choice when that happens.
All right. So you sourced them, you screened them, you've got some strong candidates here. Does the process continue? I mean, do you work with the company through the hiring process as well?
That is correct. Now, at the point that we just left off, where we've sourced and screened and vetted potential candidates, what a company is accustomed to when they've used an outside resource is at that point they get these resumes with the question, okay, which of these people are you interested in? What we do is we go a step beyond that. We look at, does this person actually have the ability to do the job? So what we do is we actually assess people for fit based on innate characteristics that directly impact the ability to do the job, so that our clients are only investing their time interviewing people that they already know have the ability to do the job, saving tremendous time and greatly reducing the risk of a bad hire. So would you like me to give you an example?
Oh, absolutely.
That'd be great, yeah.
So for example, let's say you have an accounting job. What would happen if you hired someone that's low in detail?
For that job, that wouldn't be a good fit.
I've never seen that end well.
Yeah.
So what we do with the assessment, we're catching these characteristics that would weed someone out. What would happen if you're looking to hire a salesperson who's low in assertiveness? What kind of production do you think you're going to get?
Not very good.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
So our clients are spending their time interviewing people that, based on objective science of psychometrics, looking at how a person thinks and behaves, has reason to believe the person has the innate ability for that job.
Okay, Brad. So you've got this fairly rigorous process. You do a lot of screening and to get to the right candidate. Now, if I'm a small business owner out there, I might be thinking, this sounds pretty expensive. So talk to me about the cost and how you've got a model for small business owners that might be listening to this program.
Great point. I mentioned earlier, John, that typically small businesses are accustomed to paying recruiter fees of $10,000 to $20,000. Our fee is going to depend on the complexity of the job opening. And typically, our fee is going to run somewhere between $2,500 and $10,000, depending on the complexity, as opposed to $10,000 to $20,000.
So I've got a really important question to ask him, Mike. And you just...
We only ask important questions.
This is an extremely important question.
Okay.
Have you been engaged to hire a radio co-host here lately? I mean, I just want to know. So I wanted you to admit it in case Mike has sent you some business that I don't know about.
Confidentiality.
Oh, is that the deal? Okay.
Actually, it's funny because I was engaged, but I don't think it was Mike I was engaged to replace.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm getting at. I'm trying to figure out what's been going on. If that's what he was, why he was out last week, if he was spending time with you vetting candidates, right?
John, you're feeling a little insecure? You should feel insecure.
Well, it is confidential, so even if I were doing that, we do not violate any confidence. Now, there's another step, John, that's really important that has also made a huge impact. We talk to business owners all the time, and they say, when I interview people, I'm not sure what they're really like. You know, I interview someone and I'm all excited. They start. And then when they get here, I realize, I don't think that was the person that I interviewed. And then they start wondering, are they an identical twin? All kinds of crazy thoughts come in. So the reality is understanding what someone's really like from an interview is very difficult. So knowing that, what we do is we talk to our clients about what is really, what are the really key things in their environment and job duties that are going to make a difference. And then we develop customized interview questions that we provide for the client so that the client is able to use these interview questions to go below the interview personality to get to the heart of what the person's really like. And everyone is getting the same question, so you have a common measuring stick.
Well, and it sounds like that could be helpful in terms of avoiding questions you're not supposed to ask legally, right? I mean, when you're helping the, and we've got an attorney here shaking her head, nodding her head up and down, so she appreciates that. But so you're helping the business owner stay out of trouble in terms of some of the questions they shouldn't ask.
Not only do the questions get to the point of revealing what the person's really like in terms of how they think, their values, their attitudes, their skills, experience, and thinking style. We also give them a very simple guideline of how to approach an interview in terms of what you can and can't ask and why, so that they aren't doing things inadvertently that can harm.
So real quickly, what you offer this service at a low fixed fee, depending on the position you're hiring for. But what's the cost of a bad hire? So let's get that out there, because that can be substantial, I think, depending on the position, right?
You know, that's something that if you go on Google and Google cost of bad hires, what you're going to find is article after article, because this is something that has been researched many times because it's such a big deal to companies. On average, the cost of a bad hire is 50 to 300% of a person's first year salary, depending on the level and type of position. So for example, someone that's a salesperson interfacing with customers can cost you a lot more than maybe a receptionist. Although, you know, some people would argue that a receptionist may cost even more in some cases. Bottom line, most companies would find that somewhere between $30,000 and $100,000 would be the real cost. Plus, if you add up all the time and effort going through resumes, interviewing people that don't fit, advertising and everything else, most small business owners will tell me that they say somewhere between $3,000 and $5,000 at least of their own time just for the hire, let alone the bad hire.
That's why you want to leave it to the experts. The company is JumpVine. We're talking with Brad Wolf. Brad, for those that might want to reach out to you and find out more about your services, where can they get more information?
Best thing to do is to email me. You can email me at bwolf, that's B-W-O-L, F as in Frank, F as in Frank, that's Wolf.
Two Fs.
At jumpvine.net.
You want the hiring wolf at your door this time.
There you go.
He will help protect you, right?
You know what? And it's not a wolf in sheep's clothing either. It's the real thing.
And on that note.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, Brad Wolf from JumpVine. Brad, thank you very much.
Good job,
thank
Brad.
You.
Great to have you on the show. Before we go to our next guest, I want to let you know that North Point Executive Suites provides office and virtual solutions to fit every business need. With flexible terms and technology-enhanced turnkey offices, you'll enjoy all-inclusive rentals without hidden add-on charges. Meeting and conference room space is also available. Their service is second to none. Visit their privately owned locations in Alpharetta or Duluth and see for yourself. Visit NorthPointExecutiveSuites.com. At North Point Executive Suites, we position you for success. And we are here at the Roswell Infinity Studio at North Point Executive Suites. And our next guest here on North Fulton Business Radio is Amy Rafeka. The name of the company is Rafeka Law. Amy, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
Rafeka Law, tell us all about your practice and what you do.
I am an attorney. I'm an estate planning and elder law attorney. I focus on women and I help them protect their family and their future.
How long you been in business?
Been in business. I've been an attorney for going on 15 years in December, actually. I've been focusing on estate planning and elder law for the past 6 years.
So, Amy, you focus on women. Talk about why that is.
Well, women have very unique opportunities. Some people call them concerns or obstacles. I like to call them opportunities when it comes to estate planning and elder law. So estate planning and elder law is really not just about focusing on what happens after someone passes away. Someone who has an estate plan, yes, it does. It can go into effect, and there are pieces of it that go into effect after someone passes away. But estate planning and elder law can really provide really great opportunities when you're here with us about making your life easier and taking care of those that you love. And women have very unique challenges when it comes to that.
So I mean, obviously women live longer than men, so that's one element to it. But I guess sometimes it's hard for the women to get the men to take care of this issue. Sometimes maybe you can talk about that and why that's a way you can help.
Well, and you make people think about their mortality.
I do. And I'm very open about that. Yes. Part of what I do is I help people plan what happens after they pass away. So I
do. That's not going to happen to me.
That's right.
I challenge them. And I think it's been said many times, but I can guarantee every one of us it's going to happen to us. And so what I do is I make it approachable. I make it something that we can talk about. We can talk about it openly. I was very fortunate in my family. We talked about, of course, from a religious perspective, you know, what happens, but we really talked a lot about, I'm so grateful for that gift from my grandparents, about what's going to happen to those we love, we leave behind. And really more specifically for women, what we care the most times than not, who we leave behind is our children, whether they're adults or whether they're young children. And so yes, I challenge them on that. Women are much more amenable to discussing that because their number one priority is taking care of people.
Estate planning, one of the things that you've talked about, it's different for everybody. It's not one, you know, one size fits all.
Correct.
You've got single family households or single parent households. You got these days, you got multi families together. I mean, it can be kind of messy.
It's a crazy quilt.
Talk about the importance, obviously, of estate planning and how is it different sometimes?
Well, it can be different. So there are really basic tools that every single estate planning attorney uses. I use them for almost every person that walks through my door. But the how you use the tool and when you use the tool, what the tool might look like for every given person is going to be different. And for a single parent household, especially a single parent household led by a woman, it's going to look very different than a dual income household, a dual parent household, or a blended family household. So for example, I'll give you a great example. A woman who's working, she's a professional woman and she's working and she has physical custody of her children, they're minors. What she needs to be concerned about is her future and what that looks like from a long-term care perspective. It's one of the reasons why I also do elder law, which is really just estate planning, but in a long-term care planning perspective with an eye to that. So if you're in a single parent household, your long-term care planning really needs to accelerate by almost a decade. You need to be thinking about it in your 30s and 40s, much sooner than if you're in a dual income household. Because in dual income households, that piece is usually built into a lot of retirement benefits. But when you are part of a dual or single parent household, many times that retirement's been split up, it's been shared. The piece about taking care of your medical needs is maybe likely gone to the other spouse. And you need to really start thinking about that in a much more accelerated way. And women specifically, because we do live longer. John mentioned that. A lot of times women will leave the workforce to caregive for young children. And many, many times women are going to leave the workforce or take a different type of job or reduced hourly schedule to take care of aging parents. Whether or not they're in a single parent household or not. I have personal experience. My mother, she left the workforce literally on the day that she could begin taking her Social Security so she could go care for my grandfather. I fought it. I didn't want her to do it. I wanted her to stay. You know, she was able-bodied, but she had really grave concerns because he lived in a very rural part of the state of Missouri and there weren't a lot of opportunities for care. So she retired to start taking care of her aging parent. It happens all the time, and women are sitting at their desks right now, I can guarantee you, worrying about it.
You're listening to North Fulton Business Radio, and we're talking to Amy Rafecca of Rafecca Law, and she her practice is both elder care and estate planning, and that's really kind of what I wanted to get at, was the intersection of those two, and I think you hit on a great example of that just now in answering the previous question, but talk about that intersection and why that for you that's so important.
So there's actually a name for this intersection. It's called the sandwich generation. We're in it. So the sandwich generation typically will have children at home that you're caregiving for and that you're also either beginning to think about are actually doing pieces of or physically caring for aging parents. Sometimes those aging parents can be the aging parents of your spouse, can be the your own aging parents. Sometimes what that looks like might be, again, that professional woman who's sitting at work and worrying about mom driving herself to her own doctor's appointment. It starts with pieces like that, moving all the way up to that professional woman sitting at work, needing to take a lunch hour early so she can drive mom to the doctor's appointment, managing finances for parents. You know, and then you have your own children. How are you going to get Johnny to soccer practice if you're taking mom to the doctor's office? So these things happen, and that's the intersection, and women are standing in the middle of it.
Okay, so we've talked about all the different scenarios and the different possibilities there are with the way families are in our modern world today. But talk about the typical client for you, what that client looks like, and who you work best with.
So I definitely work best with women. So women drive the decision to see me. Mike, you alluded to the fact that, you know, I do. I kind of call out someone's mortality that every one of us have. I do it in a way that, for whatever reason, really speaks to women. So women
do
who...
Do you work with men?
Yeah.
Okay, just one. I know it's a dumb question, but...
I do. And John asked me the same question in a prior conversation that we have. Absolutely. So one of the things that I do, though, is I create a space at the table for women. And traditionally speaking, women haven't felt fully accepted at the table to have these kinds of conversations, especially with financial planning. Money matters. They're afraid to ask questions. And I make the table a very safe place to ask questions, whether or not that woman's in a committed relationship or not. Whether or not they're in a single parent household. So what I do is I will not have a client as a man who will not let that woman sit at the table. So that's what I say to people when I say, no, I don't turn men away, except if you're not going to allow that woman to have a seat at the table and ask those questions.
Well, good for you. And I can see the satisfaction, maybe not the enjoyment, but that you're really helping people.
Yes. And it is. It's absolutely. Again, I mentioned I've been an attorney for 16 years. The last six years have been absolutely the most satisfying years of my career. I can help women. I feel like when I'm helping them, I'm kind of helping my mother when she was at that intersection.
Right.
You know, she was looking for answers and she was afraid to ask questions. She was afraid to look weak by asking a question. And so, again, I make sure that they can ask these questions. And, you know, it's a very critical thing. It's actually going to be a crisis in our country. And so, because women are on the verge of having to caregive for so many baby boomers.
And you're located in Alpharetta, but talk about, you know, can you help people far and wide?
Well, I can't help people outside of the states of Georgia and Florida. I'm licensed in Florida. I'm licensed in the state of Georgia. So I cannot practice law outside of those states. I do a lot of work on social media. So a lot of the information that I share, you know, can be accessed, you know, around the nation. I can help you if you are in the state of Georgia, of course, and in Florida. While I'm not physically located in the state of Florida, I can help. A lot of times people have second homes and certain things, family members, a lot of moving back and forth of parents between these locations. And so a lot of times that comes into play in that way.
Give some of those social media platforms. We want you to promote that. And if those listening want to reach out to you, especially the women, business leaders, business owners, business executives that we reach, give your website, any other information you want to share.
Great. Thank you. Yeah. You can reach me at my email, amy@refecalaw.com. Excuse me. And it's refecalaw.com. I am on Twitter at refecalaw.com, refecalaw. I'm on Instagram as well. You can find me on LinkedIn. You can find me on Google+. I love social media.
Good for you.
Wow.
Only one F in Refecca, though.
That's right. It sounds like Rebecca. Only one F.
Yeah. Brad's got you beat there on the Fs.
You do.
It doesn't sound right, but it's okay.
Yeah. I think I haven't beat on the vowels.
Yes. Well, Amy, congratulations on the great work you do and keep it up. And thanks for joining us and sharing what you do.
Great. I did forget to mention my phone number, if I may.
No, you can. Yes, you can mention your phone
great,
number.
Great. Only social media. So my phone number is 770-508-6525. I am located here in Alpharetta, but I can help you if you're located anywhere in the state of Georgia.
Or Florida.
Or Florida. That's right.
Yeah.
It's a state that starts with an F.
It starts with an F. That's where the F came from.
Yep. All right, John, what you got in front of you? Thank you, Amy. And John, what do you have there in front of you?
I need to talk about Apex Signs and Graphics.
Okay, go ahead.
Right. So Apex Signs and Graphics provides us with some great graphics here in our Roswell Infinity studio. They provide unique commercial outdoor signage as well, indoor signage, vehicle wraps, and graphics. They also offer large format printing services. They work with customers nationwide, as well as customers in Fulton, Cobb, Cherokee, Forsyth, and Gwinnett counties. For more information, go to apexsignsga.com.
All right, John. Also, we got in front of you some delicious food that was brought in by choicestoyou.com. They are the official restaurant delivery service of Business Radio X. And what did they bring in today?
Okay, I got a little tingly when I saw the food come in today because it's from House of Hummus. And my wife Monica and I were at House of Hummus a few weeks ago because we found out they're on the list of top 50 restaurants as ranked by Yelp reviewers, you know, the site Yelp.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're in the
top 50
in the metro Atlanta.
Okay.
Now that's a pretty big deal.
It is.
So we went and, it was fabulous. So when I saw all these, the Choices to You bring us House of Hummus, that was great. And we appreciate Tom and Choices to You for, we've got some great, obviously, hummus and pita and falafel. I highly recommend the falafel.
Yeah, Amy, you have to tell, what did you have there?
I had some of the falafel and I had some of the hummus, and it was really tasty. I really appreciate it. I love Mediterranean food, so I was really excited to see it myself.
Nice.
There you go.
Brad, you had some good stuff over there as well.
It was fabulous. I had some kebab and did a little trade with Amy, trade a little kebab for hummus. And I got to tell you, I mean, not hummus, falafel. That falafel is excellent.
Outstanding. You know, they're located right here near our studio and right in the Steinway Promenade Plaza. So they know how to tickle the ivories when it comes to food.
So we can just walk over there after any show we have here at the studio.
Absolutely.
Well, let's go ahead and get this show done so we can get back into the food.
I'm ready.
All right. Our third and final guest here on the show is Kyle Valencia from Valencia Productions. Hey there, Kyle.
Hey, how are you doing?
Great to see you as always. And tell us about Valencia Productions and what your company does.
Yeah. So Valencia Productions is, we do photos, videos, and graphic design. We're a production company where we come into a medium to small businesses, and we help them with those three avenues of creative, basically. So what I like to say is if you are a company that does not have a marketing director or in-house photographer or video or graphic designer, we're a perfect solution for you because we can just, we can come in and do all those three things.
Today's a social media and digital age. I mean, that's a pretty valuable person to have.
Yeah, definitely. And a lot of my clients are like chiropractors, lawyers, and also recruiters. So what we do is we say you want those YouTube videos, the 30-second YouTube videos. For example, a chiropractor a couple weeks ago, we did 20 30-second YouTube videos and social media videos, and they just wanted to share what they do and how they do things, but then also give information. And so that's helped driving sales to them. So we're basically here to think creatively and give marketing collateral to them.
So Kyle, the word is out about video, that as small business owners, we should be using more video, but talk a little bit about some of the reasons why and what you do to make your videos stand out and showcase that message that a small business owner is trying to get out.
Yeah, definitely. So lots of small business, they try to do it on their iPad or their iPhone, which sometimes it's doable. Sometimes it actually works. But what we try to do is tell them, let us come in creatively, because we've been around for, started the company 13 years ago. So I've had companies like Jackson Healthcare, Gordon Foods, Chateau Alon, but then also the smaller ones like the chiropractors or the car washes. So we have experience building creative on any type of business. So with video, we try to get across to them that it's sometimes quality is definitely needed. And so we have the HD cameras and we have professional audio and all that kind of stuff.
Well, and you also have a drone as well, right?
We do, yeah.
Okay, so talk about maybe how you use some of those, some of that equipment, some of those techniques to showcase your clients.
Sure. perfect example is Gordon Foods. They just built a $100 million facility in Douglasville, and they're trying to get break into the market in Atlanta. And they hired us to, because their big thing was they wanted to showcase that they're moving in Atlanta. They're moving to Atlanta. And so we went in, took lots of videos and some drone coverage of their big, huge facility. But we also went to Jackson Street Bridge in Atlanta. And their Gordon Foods trucks going across the bridge. And our drone was strategically showing that they're in Atlanta with the big skyline. And so they really loved that. And so really anyone can use a drone if you can think creatively.
It's amazing stuff.
It really is. We're speaking with Kyle Valencia, Valencia Productions, here on North Fulton Business Radio. Kyle, talk a little bit about the VIP club you have. Talk a little bit about that, what that's all about, and what that the advantages that offers your clients.
Sure. So we realized last year that a lot of our clients come back each and every month that they need. They start out with corporate headshots, and then they're like, well, can you do some marketing collateral? Can you design us some logos? And so we created the VP Club, which is basically a retainer program where they pay a low monthly cost, a fee, and they get us for X amount of hours. And so it starts at $400 a month and then goes up. It's very affordable for those chiropractors and those car washes or lawyers, things of that sort. But it really is just getting us for specific hours each month, and you can kind of get to know your company. The cool thing is that by month three or four, we're actually thinking creatively and calling up our clients and saying, well, what about this for next month? And so they're not having to constantly bear the burden of the creative.
Kyle Valencia with Valencia Productions, our guest here. And, not to date myself, but I mean, I've been in TV and radio for a long time. I go back to, 3/4 inch, tape and 1 inch tape and even film before that. And some companies, back then to have a real nice commercial or video presence, it cost a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And today with the digital technology, it's very affordable. And you mentioned small companies are now, working with you as well. So no company's too small. It's at least worth the conversation.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Typically, how does that start? Company reaches out to you, you meet somebody. What's that initial conversation sound like? What kind of question? Are you asking a lot of questions?
I am.
Or are they asking a lot of questions?
I'm asking a lot of questions. They're just asking how much. And so
that's all they want to know.
Yes.
That sounds like our listeners.
Yeah. But you need to really know. You need to understand what they do.
Yes. Yeah, so what I say is somebody says, well, I need a video. How much is it for a 60-second video? And so I say, give me 5 minutes of conversation and I'm going to ask you 5 minutes of questions, and then I can kind of gauge, because is it just a talking head or is it drones and voice overlays and all of that? So really, I just ask, I just get to know the client, ask questions, say, what's your vision for whatever it is that they're getting accomplished? But then for like corporate headshots, we definitely, that's a fixed rate, and we can just send them a link and say, this is how much it is for 5 or 10 headshot.
But it's okay if they come to you, they don't have all the answers. They're not really sure exactly what they want that video to look like. But this were kind of where you might grab their hand and kind of walk them through some ideas.
Yeah, definitely. We just had a conversation with Huddle Inc. in Alpharetta. They're nationwide with schools, and they wanted to make a video of their new app and what they're kind of doing. And that was that they knew that they wanted a video around it, but they didn't really know exactly how. And so we had an hour long conversation and really kind of broke it down on what they needed. And we thought creatively, and at the end of it, they were excited.
So, Kyle, though, I mean, we made lighthearted conversation about cost, but small business owners are focused on cost, mm-hmm. but sometimes maybe the focus is on cost at the expense of not really safeguarding the brand, and it's their brand, and everyone has a brand, right? Mm-hmm. So, and that's really what you're doing in the practice that you have, correct?
Yeah, definitely. I'm trying to keep the brand as clean and fresh as possible. And, if you ever meet somebody at a networking event and they give you your card, you're interested, the first thing I go to, and a lot of colleagues, they go to the website. And so, if you go to the website and you see a stock photo and it just looks super generic and not really a brand, you're immediately turned off to that. So I go in and say, I look at their website, I look at their collateral, and try to figure out a way to actually brand them. And so when people see their logo and their website, they get those warm fuzzies.
So again, I think, you know, we said this one way, but let's turn it over and say it another way. I mean, you're really at the intersection of websites, video, collateral material, photography. I mean, you kind of bring it all together for the business owner that needs something like that.
Yeah, definitely. And you mentioned websites. I'm not sure if I said that. But yeah, we just a couple months ago, a company in Ackworth, I believe it was, they sell homemade detergents. And she's like, I need a website. And so she didn't have a logo. All she has is her product. So we went in, took pictures of her product, created her a logo, made her website, an e-commerce website, put all of her products on there. Now she has a full-blown branded business.
That's fantastic.
From A to Z.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Well, Kyle, for those companies that, you perked up their ears a little bit and they want to know more about what you do and maybe seek out your services, where can they get more information? I'm assuming you probably have a website.
I do.
Sure would hope so.
With lots of video and pictures.
Yeah.
Too,
who produced your website?
Yeah. I did.
All right.
ValenciaProductions.com. Valencia, like the orange, productions.com. And my number is 770-365-1738.
Great. Kyle, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
Kyle Valencia with Valencia Productions here on North Fulton Business Radio. And of course, as John's been saying all along, we're at the Roswell Infinity Studio. Roswell Infinity, one of our best supporters and one of the original Infinity dealerships in the country. They aim to provide top-notch customer service. They are dedicated to providing a stress-free environment, whether you're purchasing or servicing your vehicle. For more information, visit them at RoswellInfinity.com or follow Roswell Infinity on Facebook or on Twitter. Big thank you to our guests, Kyle Valencia with Valencia Productions, Amy Rafeca with Rafeca Law, Brad Wolf with Jumpvine, and again, thanks to Choices to You and the great food from the House of Hummus.
The House of Hummus.
Hummina.
Fantastic food. And it's great to be able to access Choices to You and order such a wide variety.
Oh, they got so many restaurants on that website.
So many restaurants. And they've got, top 50 brands, including House of Hummus. So check them out.
All right. I want to remind everybody that you can listen to this show or any of our other shows at NorthFultonBusinessRadioX.com. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We're on all the social media places, not just Amy. That's us too. We got all that social media stuff. So check us out there as well. And we'll do this again next week as usual. John, any parting words?
I don't know if we'll be here next week, but
We're here every week.
Oh, are we?
Might not be live, but we'll be.
Oh yeah, we'll be here in one form or another.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, one form or another. Exactly.
Yeah, that's right. But next week's Thanksgiving.
That's right. We've got the holidays coming up.
Yep, that's right. So I hope you have a great Thanksgiving, pal.
You too, John.
Yep.
All right. Well, it's a good punctual show today, and we'll do it again next time. Hope everybody has great holidays for Trey Odom and the rest of the crew here at Business Radio X. I'm Mike Salmon, and we'll see you next time right here on North Fulton Business Radio.
Point Executive Suites, we provide office and virtual solutions to fit every business need. And technology-enhanced turnkey offices, you'll enjoy all-inclusive rates without hidden add-on charges. Meeting and conference room space is also available. Our service is second to none. Visit our privately owned locations in Alpharetta or Duluth and see for yourself. Call us at 678-242-5200 or visit northpointexecutivesuites.com. At North Point Executive Suites, we position you for success.